Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be continuing with Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamid Aleph, and that is verse 131. So it's a tiny perek, but in the words of Rav Hirsch, we find the greatness of David's soul squeezed into these three tiny psukim, these three verses, where again it's David sharing from his own personal life, that with which he was successful, that which with which he became big, and passing on this instruction to Klal Yisrael to give them direction throughout their journey in the Galut. And as the Radak explains, it is over here where David, in his words, is explaining to Klal Yisrael the secret of shiflut, the secret of remaining small, even in the face of great, great success. Shir ha-ma'alos, pasuk aleph, le David, Hashem, lo gavali bi, velo ramu enai, velo hilachti bigdolos uvenifla'os mimeni. Says David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, testifying, but of course all of us can listen in, my heart was not proud, my eyes were not haughty, and I never chased after matters that were too great or too high or too exalted for me. And the Radak explains these words as David saying, I reached the heights of success. I was the greatest man in Klal Yisrael. But I never got haughty, and my heart never grew too big for where I was. The secret being, Lo hilachti b'gdolos uv'nifla'os mimeni. B'dvar ha'elokit, says the Radak. I never thought that I would achieve the greatest secrets of the Torah, and so therefore, I never tried to delve too deeply in matters that were not mine. But rather, as the Zohar explains, whenever David could perhaps be in a place, after all, he was king, to be tempted by gaiva, to be tempted to become haughty, he strode as a king in the royal garments. But with all that, under the crown and on the throne, David was forever engaged in Torah. And in the face of the vastness, gdolot and niflaot, the vastness, the depth, of the beauty and the wisdom of the Torah, man's intellect becomes puny, becomes very, very, very small. When we understand and comprehend how vast and how deep and how all-encompassing is the emet of our Torah, it puts us in our place. It's an important place. We are large because of the role we fulfill. But it keeps us humble in the face of the great wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which we partake. And so says David HaMelech, because I was a king who was constantly engrossed in pursuing Torah, and not relying only on my own understanding of the Torah, but as brought down by Chazal in Brachot Daf Dalid Omer Aleph, though he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, David was always careful in every matter of halacha to consult with the Sanhedrin, to consult with his Rebbe, who was Mephibosheth, when it came to issuing any sort of din Torah. And so David himself remained humble within his pursuit of justice and of halacha and of psak in his role as king within the Torah. Im lo shivisi vidomamti nafshi, kigamul alei imo, kagamul alei nafshi. Rev Hirsch takes this word, im lo shivisi, over here would mean to still, or to silence his soul. Says David HaMelech, and Rav Hirsch explains, Im lo shivisi nafshi, shivisi milashon shaveh, to make equal. Says David HaMelech, I put my soul on equal terms with all things. If there was something that was Ritzon Hashem, then it was never considered too big or too small. I was never too important for anything important that had to get done. Thus, vidomamti nafshi, I could soothe my soul. And it was not antsy or ambitious for greater or for bigger. If this is Ritzon Hashem, says David, then it was not too small for me. And my soul could be soothed. My soul could be silenced. Kigamul alei imo, like a child who is suckling at its mother's side. Kagamul alei nafshi, so is my soul, in a state of calm, in a state of satisfaction, with no further greater ambitions, because whatever is in front of me, that is my task. If this is Ritzon Hashem, then this is perfect for me. And says Rav Hirsch, explaining the words of David HaMelech, on his own behalf, David did not need anything more than what was before him, than what he understood to be Ritzon Hashem. There was no outsized ego or galloping ambition that made him unhappy or uneasy with whatever was before him. And that's why, at various stages of his life, as is brought by the Chazal in the Midrash, Bamidbar Rabba, Lo gavali bi, I did not become haughty when I was anointed. And we can imagine how good that felt as David saw his brothers, who had so dramatically underestimated him, who had rejected him, who had sent him out as the illegitimate son. When they suddenly saw that he was chosen as king, we could imagine a string, perhaps, a touch, perhaps, of some gaiva, or some satisfaction. But says David, there was none. V'lo ramu einai, when I conquered Goliath, the brave warrior was David, but again, no ego, no conceit. Lo halachti bigdolot, when I entered the malchut, when I became king, the crown on my head. V'neflaot mimeni, kshehechzalti et ha'aron, when David had the zchut to return the aron after it had been kidnapped and held hostage by the plishtim for a number of months. Again over here, says David, there was no conceit. And completely humble, he could dance like the smallest man because of Kvod Shamayim that was so big. And with this formula of Shivisi, all things are equal as long as they are Ritzon Hashem. Well then, there's no conceit and there's no dissatisfaction. Nothing is too small for me, and I'm not too big, because there's a contentment and a satisfaction and a humbleness in the face of fulfilling his role as a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this shiflut, with this humility, says the Radak, David is giving over the secret to Klal Yisrael. With this humility then, Yachel Yisrael el Hashem, me'ata v'yad olam. Yisrael can put their hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu from now and forever, that he will actually redeem them, because it is the merit of this shiflut. It's the merit of their remaining small, remaining humble in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guidance and of the wisdom and the emet of his Torah. And it is in this smallness that David took as his own that Klal Yisrael can hope to see the eventual Geulah. And as Rav Hirsch points out, however, where for himself David remains small, he enjoins Klal Yisrael, Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. But for Klal Yisrael, dream big, hope big. Because when we remain small, we can hope for very, very, very big things on behalf of the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.